Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers coming at you with Lucretia Dodd. It's two West Coast folk with the utmost. Right, Lucretia?
Yep, that's right.
People say, how on earth can you, on Saturday morning, can you get started at 7 a.m.? Well, I just do. I mean, my body wakes up when it's done sleeping, and Dennis Williams taught me that. There's no real reason for an alarm clock. And because of Nikin, it's just the way it works. I think I slept 7 or 8 hours last night. I can't remember, and it was wonderful. I haven't done that in forever. So, Lucretia, many people have never heard your story, your journey with Nikin. You just crested the 3-year anniversary mark. I remember I met you, I think it was 1.5 years ago. So you were 1.5 years into your journey with Nikin. And I was, can I use the word smitten? Can I use that? I want to use that. Your energy, your tenacity, your drive. Or, you know, the New Testament says you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. You understood the truth based on your background of what Nikin had brought and was bringing to the marketplace in the arena of wellness since 1975. And although you had a short contribution to that event that I got to participate in, it was powerful for me. So I don't want to build you up so much, but at the same time, very, very impactful in my life. So if we can, let's, I know we haven't been on an elevator in a while, for most of us anyways. Tell us why Nikin, or why you said yes.
Why Nikin? Because I love Nikin. I'm so grateful that Nikin had come into my environment. I was at a time where I was dealing with a lot of painful things going on within my body. And one of the most important things that I was lacking was sleep. And I hadn't gotten any sleep. Literally, maybe the discomfort in my hand had started to radiate up into my shoulder, my neck, give me massive migraine headaches every day. So I was lacking the sleep. I would literally be doing 12-hour days in the pharmacy. I'm a pharmacy clerk, filling a bunch of prescriptions daily, assisting people. And I would literally be doing 12-hour days probably on a bare minimum of 2 to 3 hours of sleep. There were some nights where the pain was just so bad, I would just lay there in the bed with my eyes closed. And my husband, he's a hard sleeper, so he would never even know that I was awake. And I would just get up and do it all over again. And why? Because I had a family to take care of. I'm a mother of 5 kids. And it was just something that I had to do. And I reached out, you know, I was being cared for in our healthcare system, that I truly today say is a sick care system. Why? Because I never got the care that I needed to overcome what it was that I was going through. Fast forward, a doctor told me 10 years ago that I needed to do a surgery on my hand from the carpal tunnel. If I didn't do it, that I would not be able to open and close my hand. That was 10 years ago. I used these hands more than I used them in my 20s. And I just thought, wow, you know, I had been looking for something natural. That was something that I would always ask the doctor for, because it had got to the point where I didn't want the cortisone shots. I didn't want to take the pain medication. It put me through a depression. It put me through being on pain medication, depression medication. It even went as far as giving me high blood pressure. During that duration, I've been on my job for 15 years. During that duration, there were times where I would be off work for, 5 to 6 months at a time when the winter season came, because that was my most horrible times of the year where I couldn't literally, you know, do anything with my hands. I didn't have any feeling. I didn't have anything. So there was one point where I just got frustrated with the system, and I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm just done. I went to the doctor maybe 3 times in a row before I said that I was done, and the medical assistant checked my blood pressure. My blood pressure was through the roof. Literally, I should have been in the hospital at that time. And the doctor came in. We had a conversation. And the minute she said, I cannot do this, I stopped her. I said, you know what? This is my body. I'm taking control. I will not be in a system that will tell me what you guys cannot do for me. And so at that point, I got up and I left the visit and I never turned back. A week later, doctor called me and says, hey, Lucretia, your blood pressure is, you know, through the roof. I said, you know, that's funny because this doctor never even said anything about it, and I brought it up to her. So they put me on a blood pressure medication. 2015, I ended up in the hospital for allergic reaction to lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, which is a blood pressure medicine. And I ended up in the hospital, and why? Because my face. My bottom lip blew up bigger than my face on Christmas Day, 2015. And I was scared out of my wicker. I said, you know what? How can a blood pressure medicine do this when it's supposed to be correcting this? To me, that seems like there's an adverse reaction. Like, if this is for my blood pressure and it's going through the roof still, and then my physical body is also being affected by it, I can't do it. So, there was a argument in my household at that time because they ended up changing the medication. They gave me all of these really strong steroids to bring my face back to normal. And my husband was like, okay, well, they're changing your blood pressure medicine. Take this one. And, you know, my conversation to him was, I don't care about that blood pressure medicine. So I made the decision that you don't upset me. The kids don't upset me. Work will not upset me. I will start to sleep better. I will start to eat better. I will start to do everything differently because I'm not taking it. So I stopped it cold turkey. I don't suggest that anybody do that. But there was a decision within me that I had to make for my well-being, and that's what I did. So I went into very strong prayer. I went into meditation that I still do every day faithfully. I got up and did it today before this call. But I do it every day, and that started to help. It started to help my mindset, so to speak. It didn't completely take away my pain. So my husband introduced me to the most beautiful lady, Lady of Resilience. I love her, my upline. Her name is Lois Wilborn. She is not with us today, but she is a friend of the family. So she was just more than just an upline to me. She was like a relative. I called her my aunt. And so for many years, she would, you know, reach out. My mother-in-law would say, hey, you know, come over and, you know, this lady has this water. She has these magnets. She has all this kind of stuff that can help you. Well, the deliverance didn't connect with me. And then I was still working full time. And so fast forward, I ended up taking a part-time position because I said, okay, well, let me just relax my hands a little bit. If they're overworked, if this is what the doctor's saying, they're overworked, I'm getting all these swelling and all this kind of stuff, let me cut my pay in half. So I did that for the sanity of my body, as well as my mind, too. And so one day I was talking to my husband. I said, you know, my hands are just bothering me really, really bad. At the time, his hip was bothering him really, really bad. And so we ended up reaching out to Lois. He says, well, I'm going to call the lady with the magnet. And I, you know, my comment to him was like, the magnets that go on the refrigerator. And so we kind of like laugh about it today. But so we called her, and she was, you know, just so kind, so warm-hearted. We went into her home. But one thing that stood out to me that she said to me, you know, we talked to her the day before. We scheduled time to go see her. And she says, do you take pain medication? I said, I do. And then she says, well, is there a way that you cannot take the pain medication before you come see me? And I looked at the phone and I said, lady, I need my pain medication because it helps, you know, numb up my brain so that I can continue to do the things that I need to do. But I said, you know what? I'm going to do what she asked me to do. I said, yeah, I can do that. So we go see her. We were at her house for every bit of probably about 2 hours having so much fun. She's showing us all this stuff that I had no idea even existed. And, she said, you're going to sleep well tonight. I said, did you know that I wasn't sleeping? And then she says, no, but just these products, they seem to do different things for your body, and they put them in this state of mind, and you just start to feel better. And she was just so soft-spoken and so sweet and kind, home, very, very, you know, calming and relaxed. And so I said, okay, so we're doing the demonstration. I didn't buy anything from her that night, but I was intrigued at the water test. You know, we did the water test, and I had more range of motion, and I noticed within the 2 hours that we were there that normally my dominant hand, which is my right hand, which is the worst, my left hand was bothering me on the way there, and that does that did happen at the time periodically. And I noticed that neither of my hands were hurting. And so it blew my mind. It opened my mind even further. And I told my husband, because she was going to grab other things, and I told him, I said, hey, babe, I said, I don't have any pain, you know, in my hand. And I said, is this voodoo? And then so he starts laughing. He's like, no, be quiet. She might be able to hear us. And so, you know, because I wasn't there yet. And then so she came down. She had more stuff. And so I said, you know, I don't have, you know, I'm not hurting anymore. And then she says, really? Really? She says, wow. Yeah, I get that a lot. Those are the power of the product. And I said, okay. And then so we went home. We had even had meal replacement, all kind of stuff. And we went home, and she sent me home with a piece of tape and a little mini magnet. And I placed that on my wrist the next day, but I slept that night. Really, really well, just really, really well. And I woke up the next morning, and I went to work, and on my lunch break, I started looking at, I called her. Mind you, I had a piece of tape that said Neekin on it, and I called her, and I said, what is the name of the website? I slept really, really good last night, and she said, wow. And then so I started looking, and we just started, you know, researching what I did. My husband was kind of like, I just want you to feel better. And so 2 weeks later, I ended up buying, we bought a couple of items. I bought a bracelet, a power chip, and a wrist wrap for my arm. And then we bought him a mag flex for his hip and a pair of insoles and the belt. And my hand stopped hurting. And within that 2 weeks, I still didn't feel any difference. And that's what blew my mind. And then so when I ended up buying those products from her, she says, well, you know, if you want to learn how to do this, you know, I can share this information with you because I had already sent her a person. And so I was like, no, my mind still wasn't there all the way. And then I said, wait a minute. You know, after the second time, I said, wait a minute, I can get compensated for doing this? I'm working part-time. I cut my hours in half, and I like the way this makes me feel. And so I told my husband I wanted to do the business. He said, no. Well, I was staying up late at night, not because I couldn't sleep anymore, but because I was on that Neekin webpage, and I was just reading stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, they have a sleep system. They have this. They have that. They even have stuff for your pets. They have skincare. They have all these different things that I was like, and it's all natural. This is something that I've been asking for, some natural things. And I was like, this is everything. So she had been giving us water, whatever. And so I ended up calling her, and I said, hey, Lois, I'm ready to order that waterfall system because I need that water for my family. We all need to be drinking good water. She says, okay. I said, and I spoke to my husband, and I told him I wanted to join. He says, no, but let's sign me up. He'll get over it later. And so I did that. And so I didn't even tell him that I joined Neekin until the waterfall system came. He didn't even know I bought it because we normally discuss everything. I just didn't want to hear a no. I needed to give myself a yes, not just for me, but for our family, because that water system, when I went back, because I keep a receipt for everything, it saved me over $1,000 in the year just from buying bottled water that was doing no justice for anyone in my household. And when I say $1,000, I would go weekly and get tons and tons and tons of cases of water because that's all I was using. I would cook with it. And, you know, we would always have guests over. So we always had a lot of cases of water in the house. When I went back and then I added it up, it was a little bit over $1,000. And I said, and I just bought this waterfall for $250. I said, this is a winner. Okay, kids, you guys are getting, you know, reusable BPA-free bottles, or, you know, we're going to buy you guys Neekin bottles. But just in that short period of time, I was able to feel better. Backwards going of 15 years of not being able to feel good, of always having that dip in my income every single year. I may have skipped a couple of years where, you know, the cold season didn't bother me, thank God. But those other years, like, it was all over me. And so when Neekin came into my life, it made a big impact. And I started to just learn about the things and was able to, you know, help my sons, you know, stop their asthma, stop having to use those inhalers, so to speak. And it was just amazing. You know, I had a 12-year-old, well, he was 9 at the time, but 12-year-old son that would wake up every single day with a bloody nose. I'd throw out pillows and comforters and didn't know he was dehydrated, you know, because when you go to the doctor and you say that, you know, something is wrong, if you have a headache, one thing that they never ask you is, well, what did you eat yesterday? Or how much water did you drink? Well, if you're drinking bottled water, it's not hydrating you anyway. But so that's how Neekin came into my life. And I was just
I don't want to interrupt you, but there are so many clarifying questions that I know if they're running through my mind, they're running through other people's minds as well. And one of the biggest ones is I don't realize, I was talking with my parents' neighbor, who I've known all since, going back to 1979. When our family moved out to this community, we started getting raw milk from this neighbor because he had cattle and still does today. And he's a staunch German. I mean, literally, if I would hang out with him more often, I could learn the language of my family. And but when I just asked him the basic questions, because he was the one that started the conversation and said, Vance, what do you got for this? And I said, well, let's break it down, Carl. Let's talk about your sleep. Let's talk about your water. What about your air? What about your nutrients? And he said, you know, I sleep great. He said, water, yeah, I don't. And I said, and what you're drinking, I know it's not, you know. So we just broke it down. But I guess the biggest question that pops into my mind, I get it from the financial perspective because that's a no-brainer. And I get it from the bottled water perspective in that it doesn't go into the body. But based on your experience, how do you know it doesn't go into your body? What is a mom, a wife, and one, your own self, who's gone on this amazing journey? What did you learn about the pros and cons of PIMAG water versus bottled water?
PIMAG water hydrates your body. And how I learned that was because if I had some discomfort, I would pour that water on there and rub it in, and that discomfort would go away. So that told me that it would hydrate it. I've tried it even with bottled water. I've told somebody, you know, I told them, let me put this water on you if you're hurting. And they're like, water? And I'm like, yeah. And I said, well, rub your water into your skin. Just do it for me really quick. These are the things that I would do at work because I loved playing with the products and stuff like that. And plus they started calling me a water snob at work. So I said, put your water on your skin. And so they would do that, and they were like, well, it still hurts. And so then I would say, well, let me put this water. It's just water that's gone through a filtration system. That's it. Call it pie water. I call it the water of love, the water of life. Let me rub it into your skin. So I would do that. And within 5 to 10 minutes, sometimes even faster, they'd be like hearing their little bones and stuff cracking. And they're like, what did you just do? I'm like, it's just water. You're dehydrated. Go drink some more water. But maybe you might want to buy this waterfall system or this bottle, because I would always keep my bottle. And then I would always carry like a glass container because I just wanted them to see how crispy, clean, and clear and crisp it was. And so, those are the things that I would do. So that's how I know. And I've even tested myself with water. If I've had, you know, discomfort, I would say, okay, I'm a little bit dehydrated. Let me drink some water. Let me drink nothing but water for today because, you know, our body has many ways of crying for it. So I would just drink water all day and voila, those discomforts would go away.
Your perspective from, again, the mom factor, that's like, or the parent factor, if I can call it that, when you see like what you saw with your son with the bloody nose, that was a constant for me growing up, that especially during the winter months when the weather would dip colder, the weather would get drier, even though in the Oregon where we live, it rains a lot. It's what we call the London, you know, experience. It's always foggy, always drizzling, you know, it's wet. So you think it would not be a problem. But growing up with a wood stove and still using a wood stove to heat our house primarily now, it really dries things out. I haven't had one of those in forever. But as a kid, you caused me to remember that. And it's huge. These little things that you don't realize about. And again, we're throwing out a lot of specific names of conditions. And I want to make it very, very clear. Just because Lucretia and her family, herself, her kids, her husband, and some of these stories, just because that's happened to her doesn't mean it's going to happen for everybody. It can. That's a beautiful thing. It can. But that doesn't mean. And Lucretia, when you look at, you also said, you know, prior to Nikin, you made it what I call a decisive decision, which the word decision, as my dear friend Rita Hand has taught me, it's a militaristic word, that it's very aggressive. It is extremely as a matter of fact. And you made that saying, look, enough's enough. I can't do it. The healthy mind pillar is number two in the five core philosophies of Nikin, you know, body, mind, family, finances, and society. And I truly believe there's a reason why it's second, because the mind, we can do so much. On that note, you've been a part of the I Can Attitude program, which is 4 years old now. And talk a little bit about that and why. I almost said the word you feel, but facts don't care about our feelings. But why you know that utilizing that, or humans being more, that we have this beautiful course, which you participated in last weekend. Talk about that.
So I love I Can, too. Nikin just offers so many different amazing things within the community of the like-minded. And during I Can, it was something I didn't know about. I didn't think that I could do it at the time, because I had just started school, and I just kind of packed myself down with a lot of stuff that I wanted to complete. And I heard, you know, about the I Can, and I was hearing all of these amazing stories about it, and I said, I need to be doing that, you know. And then I asked myself at the time last year when I first did it, I was like, I just, you know, started school. I don't know if I'm going to be able to complete this or add this in, but I did it. I was like, I'm going to make a decision, and I'm going to trust me. I'm going to say yes to me, and I'm just going to go all in and do it. So I did that, the I Can, within my studies. It helped me within my studies, too, because I had to speak with people. I had to do a lot of practices and stuff like that, because I went to school to be a health and a wellness coach. So I had to talk to people during this time. And just with I Can, we have so many different lessons that kind of target in on mindset. Like, one, I don't do negative. And when I first heard that, I was like, what? I don't do negative. And I would hear people just saying it over and over and over. And then it started to just kind of like play into my life. And I said, right, you know, sometimes you need the negative to go with the positive, the polarity thing. But I don't do negative. And once I started like positioning myself to put myself in that right environment and that mindset of, you know, dealing with people and talking to people and the lessons, they are so in depth. They are so well put together with, you know, life situations and what we're going through and different things where we can position ourselves to be customer centric in the things that we're doing, both from a perspective of the business part of it and then being on the other side of the customer part, because you need both in order for there to be some type of, you know, thing going on for the business to stay. But I love I Can because it's allowed me to really tap more into my inner self and, you know, just really look at people, you know, from a different perspective. I like the community of people that I've been in with. Everybody, you know, is so amazing and sweet and kind, and we all have our same views in different ways, and I love that, and it just allows you to grow. So when I started doing ICANN, I had a couple of consultants in my downline with me, and they ended up falling off. But so when I did it last year, I want to say in August or something like that, I don't remember the first time I did it. I started again in January. In January, I added one consultant. So from January to August, from January to July, I added 8 consultants. So that's what ICANN did for me. It allowed me to position myself to be able to talk to people and to see what was their why, where they're coming from, what they want, what I wanted to do. And in that decision making that I made, I said I wanted to, the last time, find 10 women that wanted to rock the mic with me and that wanted to go out and, you know, be aware, actively aware of their health, you know, and things that they can do, and then also things that they can actively do within their families and within their communities. And so when I did that and made that decision earlier this year, I was able to get, I want to say, 5 of the 10, which was good. So ICANN has really positioned me to, you know, do things differently and think it out. And one thing, like we just recently talked about this week, was focus. You know, if you don't have focus, without that, you're going to be all over the place, you know. So with that focus, it allows you to center in. It allows you to think of what's your why. It allows you to figure out what another person wants, because everybody, you know, is always what's in it for me or what's in it for them. So it allows you to position yourself to be able to stop, slow down, listen to see what they want, although we can think of all of the things that they want, because just flat out, yes, everybody needs Meek and they just don't know it, right? But we still have to be open enough to know that, hey, let me hear what they're wanting. Let me see what they need. And let me not offer what I want them to have, but let me hear what they want. And let me position myself to where I can, you know, delicately say, okay, well, I suggest this, you know. I've seen that this have helped people in this area. So that might be something if you're open to it. And then I forgot who it was on the call where she called somebody about a waterfall system or something. And it was more so that, you know, the lady wanted something for her pet and not herself. So, you know, our consultant was thinking like, hey, this benefits you. And, you know, the customer's like, well, I want this for my pet. But they all get to win because they all get, you know, to drink the water. So, I mean, it's just, ICANN is just amazing in so many different ways, because we come together weekly and we study these lessons and we have these amazing mantras that we can, you know, say and listen to throughout our day. And so as long as you're filling your mind up with good things, positive things, building those habits and surrounding yourself, like, with great people, it allows you and it gives you the opportunity in some cases to even discover your purpose. You know, why am I doing Meekin? How does this impact people? How does it impact my life? How does it change somebody else's life? So it opens up your mind to a deeper depth is what I think ICANN does. And it does allow you to grow every time that you do it.
I'm sitting here, Lucretia, and if I had a mirror in front of me, all I would see is this gigantic smile. Because you keep hitting on one word, and that is community. In our culture today, that one thing has been fractured in such a way that the stress, the fear, even someone said to me last night, did the word Zoom ever occur prior to 8 months ago? And we all know it did for those of us in relationship marketing businesses. But not to the extent, now we took part in one last Sunday, a birthday party via Zoom in Minneapolis for one of Stacy's former roommates. And it was wonderful. But that aspect of community, especially like-minded people who have, like you have, made that decision, I don't do negative. Yeah, there's all kinds of negative stuff out there. If you don't want to experience negative, then you're going to have to stay in bed all day. But even that is going to lead to some negative ramifications. The principle, though, of community And I know this is a harsh word for some of us, but a few weeks ago, the idea, the concept popped into my mind. And maybe I read it. Maybe somebody else said it, and that's fine, but I don't know who it was. But it literally just dropped right into my mind, and that was this. Isolation leads to idolatry. And I don't mean idolatry in the spiritual sense or the biblical sense or the ancient writings of wisdom. I don't mean it in that way at all. But that we become idle when we isolate ourselves. And that's tough because depending on what part of the country we're in, there are some isolation laws in place or strong suggestions that you need to do this. And so, Lucretia, when you talk about being connected to a community, it's absolutely imperative because that mindset, that will change when we get isolated, and it's the common phrase, the banana that gets separated is the one that gets peeled. The banana that gets separated from the bunch is the one that gets peeled, and when we isolate that, so that community is so, so imperative. 3 years in, Lucretia, where do you see this going for yourself, for your family? I'm never supposed to ask a female her age or weight, and so I don't need to. I can do the math in my head based on the averages for most people, and the ages of your kids and whatnot. You're way ahead of the curve for most that get introduced to Meekin, because usually 91% of us get introduced because of a physical issue. That's the eye opener for us. It's not because we're looking for a business opportunity, but as you beautifully said it, I can get compensated for this. So this is a win-win. Where do you see it going for Lucretia and your family?
I see it traveling, you know. If I can position it to where as I stay in, like Dave Johnson says, get in and just don't get out, right? That's what he always tells me. But I see it going from generation to generation, and being able to just teach it to the kids. My older kids, they were kind of like, you know, they're getting the tail end of the stick, but they're not that old to where they can't learn to shift things. Like, for instance, I'll just give an example. Like when I first bought the waterfall system into the home and then I stopped buying bottled water, my sons, I have twin boys, they're 19 now, but at the time they were like, so why don't we have bottled water for when our friends come over? You're going to drink this water. End of discussion. That bottled water is no good for you, blah, blah, blah. And so they would be like, so we gotta wait for this waterfall so we can just get this water and only this water. That's it. That's all you're getting. To whereas the littler kids, you know, they don't think about those things. They don't care about those things. But just transitioning, starting to do Meekin and then going through my health issues and my daughter with her dramatic health issue, it just allowed me to see life and health the way it was supposed to be, because I was brought up that way with natural things coming up as a kid. We really didn't have to take medication. Fast forward, I, you know, started doing all these different jobs, ended up, you know, in the pharmacy and started having all of these, came into the pharmacy literally with this issue and ended up being on different medications. And it was something that I had never even done before, you know, because I wasn't a sick kid or anything like that, thank God. But just into my adult life, I started to have all of these different challenges that started to come about. So when I see Meekin, I look at it as a roadmap. I look at it as a roadmap to add the assurance to your life within your health insurance system, right? Because your health insurance system does not give you the assurance in some cases that you need. And I'm just going to blatantly say that because I am inside and that is what I see every day. I see people get denied of things and I'm saying to myself, step outside and call me. I'll show you some things that you can do. No, literally, that's the kind of things that I'll... Those are the kind of things that I want to say because I'm like, oh, my God, you know, just like hearing in somebody else's household when I've had members that have been, you know, presented with me and they're on 23 prescriptions, man. 23, that kills my heart. 23. Yeah.
I remember a few years ago we were on a medical call for a sprained ankle, and the younger firefighter Kim, I'll never forget this, like it was yesterday. She's filling out the report, and it was her first call, and she's jotting everything down, and she comes over to me out of earshot of our patient, and she says, "Vance, for a 27-year-old, is 9 medications too many?" And I looked at her and said, "Kim, what do you think?" She said, "That's ridiculous." So it's unfortunately, it is sad. But I love the terminology. I love the verbiage that you're using. There is a better way. And we all know that, even people that are in the healthcare system, the doctors and the nurses, our friends that are in that industry, they all know it's broken. And is there a simple solution? Should we go to the socialized healthcare that we see in other countries? I talked with a gentleman yesterday about that, who's been lifetime military. And he's like, "I don't know how to answer all these things." I said, "Well, self-care is a much better way to go." So we started the dialogue. But I really appreciate your perspective on this, because those of us who have been in, like I have, for coming up on 28 years. And by the way, I didn't buy in the first night either, or the first morning when I saw this. It took me, if I'm doing the math in my head correctly, 2 months and almost 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know why. I really don't know why, because I was seeing stuff constantly with my parents, with my grandmother, and I look back and think, what was I waiting for? Why was I so stubborn? But oftentimes we see something and think, could it really be that simple? Well, yes. When it comes to Nikan, it really can. And by the way, I don't know whether it was the Apple or the MagFlex, but the conversation prior to our conversation regarding the issues I was dealing with, I would say 50% better. And I'm not going to go into what we discussed. So just as you've been talking, I kept muting my phone and munching on this wonderful Honeycrisp apple. I ate the whole thing, including the seeds. And if you don't eat apple seeds, you're really missing out, folks. Just Google it. Trust me, I've been eating apple seeds since I was a kid. And Laetrile, vitamin B17, Laetrile is illegal in this country, or at least it used to be. But simple remedies, and that's kind of what Nikan is. Not just as Lucretia, you've been sharing more of the, actually, you probably did a pretty good balance of both the physical, the healthy body, and the finances, the mind. I think you really hit on a lot of different aspects, to which I'm grateful, because it's a great reminder of this. And I do want to throw in here, so it gets on the recording, that we have been able to take the ICANN Attitude program. And this is nothing that Vance or Lucretia or Karen or Rita, or I could name all the names of the people, Jeannie Zeden, who has now done the course for 16 times. 16 times. And some would say, well, she's a slow learner. No, she discovered a good thing. And she
stuck with it. It allows you to keep growing.
Yeah, exactly. When that would be like saying, oh, yeah, I went to church once, and that was enough. Or I went to a concert once, no more concerts. Or I went to a movie once, no more movies. You don't do that. I mean, that would be like complete stupidity. When you discover something good, you keep going back to the source. Therefore, your body, your mind, our spirit can grow. We have switched it over to a 90-day rhythm cycle, so it coincides. It lines up beautifully with the rhythm of Nikan, if we can call it that. All of the other marketing units, especially in the Spanish-speaking countries, they're on a rhythm, a 90-day rhythm, and we've been able to adapt Nikan so it flows beautifully into that time frame. So the middle of September will be the start of the next one, and we'll finish right before Christmas. Then we'll kick off the next year, 2021, with the next rhythm. It's a three-month program, but it really only takes about 10 weeks, so there's kind of a little bit of buffer time in there. So Lucretia, you did a beautiful job, and I didn't even tell you were going to do a commercial for the program. And What does it cost you to do the program, Lucretia? Remind me again.
It's very free. It's free. It's very free. All you got to do is show up, show out, do the work, participate. And even if there's a time where you don't want to participate, you're still participating because you're showing up and you're hearing others, you know, develop their self and talk about things and conquer their limitations and, you know, be able to, you know, figure out how to crash through the terror barrier. And it's just amazing. I would tell anybody and everybody to do it. Like, I'm even offering some of my friends that are not even involved in Neekin to do it, to come next time, because I'm going to do it again. Because each time I do it, I grow more and more and more. And there might be something in the content that I missed, or maybe I didn't miss it, but I just perceive it a different way each time. So I'm doing it again. I love ICANN, and I love the group of people that we have in, because we show up every single week and we do the work, we do the lessons, we have conversations, and there's our community.
And again, in this day and age of what our culture is dealing with, and on so many different levels, that word community is so imperative. I don't want to go into quoting statistics and what is going on, but the research is out there and it proves it. And we really won't even know until years from now when books start getting written about where we're at. So I really appreciate it. If you know somebody that you think, oh, my goodness, I wish I would have invited them to this call, don't worry. Don't worry. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. And I encourage you, if you're tuning in today and you're going, wow, I didn't realize, you need to talk to the person who invited you or reference this or whatever the case may be. It's fascinating to me when I look at the list, when I get the report of who's on and how many or how few, where people are calling in from. And so utilize the website. All the newer conversations, as I call them, are posted in the 2020 recordings, and the newest ones are down at the bottom. And as great as I was last week, it wasn't about Vance, but 2 weeks ago, the conversation I had with Barbara Bertucci, absolutely phenomenal. There's no better time take control over your physical temple, over this body that we have, especially when it comes to carrying extra weight. Barbara did an amazing job of just talking about her own journey and what she's doing and the classes, if I could call them that, that she offers for people to join. And again, for free, absolutely free. To learn more about how to utilize not only what Neekin has, but all the other natural remedies that are out there. Get these bodies into the condition, into the shape that they're meant to be. So those are there. And then coming up in the next couple of weeks, Lucretia talked a lot about hydration. Mary Bowser, who I refer to as an expert, she is a former professor at Shenandoah State University. She's now retired. And she's going to be teaching us hydration for hibernation. So think about those two words for a while. And then Carol Noble, who was, in fact, bitten or smitten, as she says, by the love bug. Other people in our culture call it COVID-19 or the coronavirus. And this was months ago. And so I thought it would be well apropos to have her back to share where she's been at the last few months and what's taken place, because I just found out this week my nephew and his wife tested positive. And one of the funny things that came out of it, I heard about this yesterday, is that you lose all taste, sense of taste. And one of his friends, or one of Cassidy's friends, my niece via marriage, niece-in-law or whatever, a friend of theirs took and bit into a lemon. Just bit right into it and said, I got nothing. I can't taste anything. And I went, you know, that, I don't know if that's all bad. But anyways, these are a bunch of young people having a good time, but with a very serious, serious issue. So anyways, Carol will be with us, I think it's actually next week. So Lucretia, thank you so very much for giving so much of your time this morning. I know this has been beneficial for the group because it's been highly beneficial for me. And onward and upward, I just really appreciate your contribution this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I love being here.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.